Hey, hi, hello.
Hi.
Motherfucker.
I had to jump in. I'm sorry.
It's
I ruined
okay.
it.
It's
Start
okay.
over.
No, this is a... No, oh, don't tell me what to do on my own podcast. This is unreal. See, listen, Leif, I know you have to back me up. This is why women have to go down. They've given them too much.
You're assuming that people know I'm a woman from my voice, which was a mistake.
Well, I mean, if you name your son Rosebud Baker...
Well...
You actually had a pretty cool name for your son. But, you know, fuck you. All right, the intro is shit.
Happy to be here, everybody.
Welcome to TV Casualty, the podcast where all my friends are assholes to me and I can't stop booking them for some reason. We're here to talk about TV or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, today we have a guest. Oh, my God. She's technically a comedian. She does those bullshit roasts or whatever. She writes articles about how to put crystals inside of your pussy.
I do. It's not a joke.
It's not.
It's a real thing I did.
It's Rosebud Baker. Wow.
Right. Hello, everybody.
You got paid so much money to write jokes.
I wouldn't say so much money.
Anything more than $12,000 a year to me is like a good amount of money.
Wow. That's very upsetting.
I mean,
you should stop telling people that.
No. I did do the math recently on how much I make a year.
Oh, yeah?
And it's more than that.
It's more than that.
But it's low.
So you saw like 13 grand and you were I'm rich,
like,
bitch.
Like, I saw like what the manager of a Foot Locker makes and I was like, I got to get out of comedy. I could be the manager of a Foot Locker.
Yeah, you could.
I could be living high on the hog.
Can you imagine the discount on shoes?
Oh,
your shoe game.
My shoe game would be incredible and my striped shirt game would be off the charts.
Absolutely. You know, shoe game is that's a big part of being a comedian, actually.
I actually am thinking about getting shoe game tattooed on my knuckles.
Please do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I was going to be an honest friend and say don't.
But you just decided.
It.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
I feel like for women it's way more important to like dress well in general on stage.
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think it's more important for women to dress. This is going to be sexist.
Yeah. I love it already. This is the number one men's rights activist TV podcast.
This is my internalized misogyny speaking.
Okay.
So I believe for myself that I have to dress down to go on stage. I'm more comfortable.
Yeah.
Which I think is just like, that's just like a basic. If you're more comfortable, then you should, you know, dress. Just wear whatever you're comfortable in.
Yeah.
But if I'm wearing a skirt on stage, I 100% get on stage and I'm like, they hate me. Or if I'm wearing, like, hoop earrings, even if I'm wearing hoop earrings with, like, a sweatsuit, they're like, get out. Like, I just feel like they're not going to believe that I'm funny.
Quick question. What is comfortable? I don't know what that word means. I've never felt it.
Never felt that.
No, I don't know what that is.
Here's a word I've been listening to my whole life, but I've never experienced it. Comfort and joy.
Yeah. People always talk about this happiness thing. And I'd like to know.
Exactly.
What's up with that? What's going on with that thing?
Mike's doing his bits right now.
That is like in the realm of things to be like called in the world, like a person who runs bits.
Yeah.
Is like the third worst, I think.
Oh my God. But we've all done it.
Oh yeah.
We've all done it.
I mean, you think I'm not
but
doing
it. But if you get called out on it, it's fucking miserable. It is embarrassing.
I think
especially if you get called out by a person who's not a comic and you're like talking to your sister or something and she goes like, are you running a bit?
No. The worst is getting accused of it when you're just talking.
Yeah.
When you're just like being funny.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I feel like after a while your brain has just formed into this, like you're not a human being anymore. You don't know how to communicate like a human after you do comedy for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, for 5 years every day, you're like, what if, I don't know, is this can of soup funny?
Yeah.
I saw a commercial, is that funny? And then you're just like, everything you say becomes kind of a bit.
Yeah.
And then people are like, can you just not do jokes? I'm like, number one, that's like asking me not to breathe.
Right, right.
Which is, I wish I really felt like that. I need jokes to
breathe. Do you find that over, like, time, I've, over, like, time, but over time, each year that I do comedy, the things that mattered to me, like, human things that mattered to me, just slowly start to fade away into the background. Like, it's like a drug addiction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Thanksgiving, I don't give a fuck about Thanksgiving anymore. I don't care about going home. Christmas, fuck off. We could cancel Christmas. I would not know the difference.
Yeah, and then you're doing a horrible show at a comedy club for like 8 people on Christmas, and you're like, this is it. And then your family needs to like come in and be like, you need to take 2 days off.
Yeah, you have a problem.
You are sick in the head.
But it's true. Like, I don't, I have to go to a wedding next weekend, and it's in Mexico. I mean, I should be joyous about this.
Yeah.
I could not give less of a fuck about this wedding. And it's, and first of all, I should be excited because it's the first wedding I've been invited to.
Yeah.
Since I like left high school.
Yeah, not one you like had to go to from like family obligation.
Yeah. Like one that I wasn't like they had to invite me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like this was one that somebody who I grew up with was like, please be there for my special day. And mm-hmm. I was like, I've got spots. I really can't.
I've got to talk about my period to 11 people in Manhattan, and 9 of them are Dutch.
It's so sad.
I have to work through a language barrier and then also my personality barrier with these people.
Yeah, I got a couple of strangers I need to shout shit about my vagina ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Just yell vagina boo.
And that's not to stereotype that all female comedians talk about their vagina, but that's all Rosebud talks about.
That's all I talk about.
She had, you should see her.
Every bit is 17 minutes long, and it's all about my vagina. Stories about it.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Her set list, you wouldn't even be able to show it on television.
Honestly, it would all just be the same thing. It just says vagina, 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 vagina.
Yeah, but there, it's like vagina, like the 3 Roman numeral next to it.
Right.
You're like, that's the third vagina.
Vagina 3. Yeah,
yeah, it's vagina 3.
Yeah.
It's like all your jokes are like, they're like.
We're going with this for way too
long.
Yeah,
no, it's good. They're all like Led Zeppelin albums where they're just like, it's like Led Zeppelin 4. And then there's like a little parenthetical of what the real title, it's like Houses of the Holy, but yours is just like vagina 4. My pussy stinks or like whatever. You know, like good stuff.
That's great.
It's really fun.
Yeah, come out and see me. Caroline's December 12th.
please go. It's the show that I was graciously not asked to be on.
Oh, so sorry about that.
Yeah, no.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I needed people that could fill the fucking room.
Then, but okay, quick rebuttal to that. Then why are you headlining?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Oh, so you needed other people to fill in your slack.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, Corinne Fisher's going to be there, everybody.
Listen, friend of the show. She's never been on, but friend of the show.
Great friend of the show.
Friend
good
of
pal.
The show. I mean, she really... Corinne Fisher did one of the nicest things in the world for me, though. Not really that nice. She, like, saved my mom's life. No, but, so we're, like, friendly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that we're friends. Like, I don't think we have each other's phone numbers.
Right.
But we have a mutual love of Taco Bell.
Yes.
And on my birthday, she Venmo'd me $20. And she was like, I couldn't get a Taco Bell gift card to work. But you have to use this money for Taco Bell or else I'll be really mad.
Oh my God.
And it was just so nice. Like, this is the nicest thing.
That really is very sweet.
You know?
I love Corinne.
And I paid my rent with it. My rent is $20. So
I love her joke about Taco Bell and like the LGBTQ community.
Oh, I don't know if I've heard it.
Oh God, it's so good. I can't, I mean, I'm not going to redo it.
No, do someone else's bit on my podcast.
For sure.
Yeah. I think that'll be fun.
Anyways, she'll probably be doing it at Caroline's on December 12th, 7:30 p.m.
Promo code Micah Brucey
for
discount.
Don't ruin it. It's Rosebud. The promo code is Rosebud.
Promo code Micah Brucey rules at Caroline's. It will actually make your tickets twice as expensive. They don't seem to care for me there.
Yeah, the link won't work if you try that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
they'll be like, we don't recognize that name.
Yeah. They're like, I think he's been here. And I'll be like, yeah, over the summer. They're like, nah, that was, we didn't pay
attention.
Yeah,
we didn't have you back, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, trust me. They didn't.
Well, you said you killed.
I had a really good.
You didn't say you killed. You've never said that in your life.
I've never said that. You know that.
Yeah.
But I did have a really good set once. And the other time, I tanked it. But, you know, it happens sometimes.
It does, especially when you're talking to all foreigners.
Oh, no, they just did not.
The Germans are the worst. They have the worst sense of humor.
Well, I mean, they had a lot of weight on their shoulders from their past.
For sure.
They've done some things that they need to reckon with.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, good luck to them.
Yeah, I mean, have fun with that. I'm an American, so I don't have anything on my back. We've only
we've completely healed from our wounds.
We've actually only been perfect.
Our collective wounds.
The only war we've ever had was inside of our own country with each other.
Yeah, that's it.
Nothing else.
Nothing else comes to mind.
Can't think of one thing. Not me.
Yep, racking my brain. Nothing.
It might have been some kerfuffle over in Mexico.
Maybe.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna admit this. I'm gonna admit this for the first time on my podcast. I don't think I'm that smart. You know, maybe
it's the first time ever you've said
it's
that.
The first time ever I've said that, because usually I say, "Listen, I'm very smart.
I'm a very intelligent person.
I actually have a very high IQ," which is someone who's so dumb when they say that.
By the way, he and Trump are both Geminis, and he sounds exactly like him.
Okay, but in my defense,
you just burped in on my microphone.
Yeah, why did you do that?
I'm sorry.
You just made a great point about how I'm very much like the most powerful man in the world, and then you ruined it by burping.
Listen, it's about comedy is about expression and whatever you need to express coming out of your mouth.
I can't wait for you to become the first comedian who has full on diarrhea on stage. that can't be true. Someone has to have
done that before.
Has shit themselves on stage.
Can you imagine how freeing that would be, though? How much you would have to like not give a fuck.
And just full shit yourself on stage.
Have you ever farted on stage?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think I have, but the day that I do, I'm going to be like, this is a step up for me.
This is it.
You know?
Somebody was telling... My stomach did just growl.
Yeah,
so
your
that's
stomach
fun.
Growled.
But
I hope the mic picked that up.
I hope it did not.
You sound like you're pregnant with a baby dragon.
Which is why we're talking about Game of Thrones. No. But no, there was like a weird, somebody posited this theory that like they've never seen anyone sneeze on stage. Because your body is, I don't know if your body just is like, no, we're doing this thing right now. We're not sneezing.
You know what? That might have almost happened to me like, I guess it was like a month ago, but I was on stage and something happened. It wasn't a sneeze, but it was as if my body had suppressed a sneeze before I was ready for it. And I just started like... I just sounded like I was going to cry for 3 minutes. And I was like, please go away. Like this
was
tremor
it,
in my voice.
Was it because you were bombing very hard?
I wasn't even. Well, it was the creek. So I wasn't doing well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
You're not known for doing well.
Not exactly known for murdering.
No.
Per se.
Not in comedy.
Listen, I'm very funny.
Listen, you can see her headlining Caroline. Promo code Micah Brucey. Second promo code TV Casualty. Maybe they'll let me record my podcast live at Caroline's and no one will get it.
Yes. Please do come to Caroline's though.
On December 12th, I will be there telling jokes on the show.
Outside.
I will be there in the kitchen.
To people on their way out.
Prepping food. I work at Caroline's now, and everyone's like, "Oh, do you do like weekends?" I'm like, "In the kitchen." It's mostly in the kitchen.
Yeah. I bring the ramekins of ketchup to people.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the ketchup guy now. Like, can't the waiters and waitresses just do that? Yeah, they could.
They could, but I volunteer.
Yeah. They actually do not
working
pay me.
My way up.
Yeah. I was like, "Hey, if I do this for a while, can I get more stage time?" And they're like, "No." And I'm like, "Well, let's try it." Well, let's maybe just try it.
I'm willing to go out on a limb.
I would love to bring people ketchup at your restaurant that does comedy. That's what comedy clubs are. They're just restaurants that have a fucking one of those dancing monkeys that slam cymbals together on stage.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great, you know.
I do love comedy club food, though. I know people fucking hate it, but I love it. I love any food that you could get at like a bowling alley.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I went to a great bowling alley last night.
Which one?
It's called Melody Lanes. It's
where?
Down in like Sunset Park.
I don't even know where that is.
It's
that in Brooklyn?
Like South Brooklyn, yeah.
Okay.
Like it's far enough in Brooklyn where you have to go to Manhattan to get to it from where we live.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
I always feel like whenever somebody tells me I have to do that, I'm like, no.
Yeah,
I'd have to get my fucking passport renewed. Yeah. Like there's no way.
Yeah, it's weird to like be in the part like in the same borough of New York City and have to travel so far.
Dude, I was going to Queens last week, or I guess it was this weekend, and I looked at like Google Maps, and it just showed my map of like where I was going, where I could have just made a straight line, but instead I made like a U shape.
Yeah.
Into Manhattan, and I was infuriated.
There's no north-south travel.
It's insane.
In the outer boroughs. This is a very niche New York City conversation, but it's one that I am very passionate about.
Yeah.
I have that movie pass thing now where you pay $10 a month and you can see like a movie every day.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
But why do you have that?
If you see one movie a month, it saves you money.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And I have a girlfriend now, and I don't know how to be interesting in a relationship, so I'm like, let's go to the movies.
Right. Good call.
Because I'm not, like, fun.
Good call.
Yeah, so I'm, you know. And it's, like, it's honestly, it's good for, like, 2.5 hours for her of not having to hear me talk.
Also, I love that you don't have the confidence to, you know, start a conversation with your girlfriend, but you do have a podcast also.
Well, yeah.
That's a good move.
My podcast can't dump me.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
No, listen, I'll do this thing on my phone.
Not that he would know. Yeah. Not that he would know about.
Yeah, listen. If you look at how many people are listening, I've been dumped. I've been damn dumped since the beginning.
But you do have like a passion for movies and shit.
I like movies enough. Yeah, and it's like, I like them enough to go see at least one a month.
Dude, you have a collection of VHS
tapes. I know, I do.
Left a News Bloopers movie at my house, by the way.
Is it there?
Yeah, it's a VHS. I found a VHS tape, and I was like, well, this can only belong to one person.
I dog sat at Rosebud's apartment, and I bought a bunch of VHS tapes, and I thought I lost one.
Nope.
And I left it. It's a News Bloopers VHS tape.
Yep.
I gotta see those damn bloopers.
Gotta have those.
Listen, I'm definitely not trying to fill some kind of other different hole inside of me. By buying a bunch of old tapes.
A few years from now, those are going to be very valuable.
Oh, no.
I do think they will. I think if you could fucking sell your entire VHS collection on eBay, you know?
Yeah. I'm sure or eventually when I quit comedy and just open up like a thrift store.
Yeah.
By myself in like an alley.
Oh my God.
It's just a table.
It's sad how possible that could be.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, for all of us.
I'm going to start. Oh my God. Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
I just became a millionaire. I'm going somewhere in Brooklyn, and I'm starting up VHS rental video store.
God, that just like lost so. You set that up with so much power,
but, yeah.
And it just took a
because,
real dive.
First of all, please do not disrespect me on my podcast. This is unbelievable.
The rhythm of that was horrible.
Okay. You know, the first time you say something, it's not going to come out great. And weird for you, because you tell your jokes a lot because you don't write any new ones.
No,
and
I don't. They Stop come saying out... that. That really makes me nervous. Really
they come
hurt
out...
me. That hurt me deeply.
And they come out bad even the 100th time you say
God
them.
God damn it! I need to write new jokes, though.
No,
for real.
No, your new jokes are...
Literally, my nightmare is being one of those comics that's telling the same jokes for like 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like just... oh, God.
It's brutal.
Because I started doing comedy like regularly at LOL Comedy Club, where like you have comics there doing the same jokes for the last 15 years.
That's one of the saddest sentences I've ever heard.
It's so...
I started doing comedy regularly at LOL Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Most famous for tricking people into thinking they could see the ball drop on New Year's because they're in Times Square,
yep.
But the comedy club has no windows.
Yep. It was it's very famous, been reviewed in the New York Times as the greatest scam ever.
Yeah.
And,
New York Times famous LOL comedy club.
Yep.
And they don't tell you for what.
No. Dude, I would bomb so hard there that I would go home and the only thing that would make me feel better was reading the Yelp reviews. Like, I'd be like, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. That's a place that I'm very proud of. I feel like I'm like fairly well-traveled in New York comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never set foot inside of LOL Comedy Club, and I plan to never set foot inside LOL Comedy Club.
I think everybody should go just to see how sad it is.
Listen, life is already sad enough. When you live a life like mine, honey.
No, but you know what? I will say that doing spots there for a full year, basically, full year I was doing spots. And that just sounded like I was like, yay, I did
Ding.
Spots
no,
for
no,
a
no.
full
I,
year. Ding.
I hit a glass of water with one of my fashion rings.
Okay, so here's the thing. Even the fact that Mike wears fashion rings isn't as sad as LOL comedy.
Yeah.
So no matter how bad your life gets, you can remember the time that you were doing spots at LOL and you can be like, I'm better than I was.
Yeah, like last night I had to take off my fashion rings to bowl and I was very upset.
Yep.
I was like, what am I doing?
This is an outfit.
Listen, I've curated a look for this bowling alley that smells
asked me to wear these shoes.
Yeah, I mean, come. You don't know how bad when I was like 14, I wanted to steal a set of bowling shoes and just wear them like regular shoes. And I was like, you know, the shoes that aren't comfortable to wear at the bowling alley?
Yeah.
I'd like to wear them all the time.
The ones that come with fungus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you're going to have fungus.
The fungus is coming anyway. Might as well buy it in advance.
We're all gonna fall to the fungus.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. It's gonna take us down.
Fall to the fungus sounds like a fucking punk song.
It describes all of the punk houses I ever lived in.
Yeah.
Deep fungus and mold.
Yeah.
Just that's a
fungus shack.
Oh, they all had horrible names.
I have a question about where we're headed with this.
Yeah. Today. Eventually we will talk about television.
Today. No. But I do have a question. Do I have to defend anything?
No. You can just talk about why you would just talk about why
you... I know you answered this earlier, but I wasn't listening.
Listen, here's the thing I like about my guests. They respect my podcast and definitely listen to it before they are asked onto it. Here's the crazy thing about me is how well I'm respected by my friends and peers. It's so nuts how much people love me.
Do you know how sad it's? I mean, every podcast I've ever done, I don't think I've ever listened to a podcast I've done.
Oh, you are a different kind of narcissist than me.
Why?
Oh, I listen to podcasts I've been on.
Really?
Sometimes. Because they usually get released like you know, most...
Listen to them try to come up with a reason for this.
Most podcasts are much better planners than me, and they do not release them like 3 days later.
Right.
So I'm like, what did I fucking say to these people?
Right.
And then I'm like, ooh, I shouldn't have said that. And it's always like me remembering why I shouldn't have said something.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I'm a narcissist.
That's
probably
why I keep saying yes to podcasts, is because I just keep going on and saying like horrible shit about myself.
And you're like trying to finally do one where you don't say something terrible about yourself?
I don't know. I don't think I even think about it.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing to be like, you just come on and you just like black out and you're just like, here's everything horrible I've ever done.
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
All right. See ya. I mean, everybody who hears this, see ya.
Yeah.
You know, hope you follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, please. Please follow me on Twitter so you can see all my tweets about 69ing and, and when I pretend to have a wife.
I will say, though, I do get like hate mail on Instagram.
Oh, really?
For shit that I've said on podcasts.
I gotta go on more podcasts. I don't get enough hate.
Oh God, it feels good. It feels good.
I get like a little bit on Twitter. Or sometimes people just be like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
Like they'll just like read it to it. Like I just tweeted. I like made a joke yesterday about like 69ing my wife, who doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And then some guy just went, with whom? And I went, I don't know what this reply means.
What?
There's a guy who didn't follow me.
Yeah, it's always somebody that doesn't follow you.
Yeah, and they're just like, I was like, I just tweeted this 3 minutes ago. How did you find it?
Yeah.
Do you just have a Google alert set up for whenever a failing comedian tweets about 69ing? Because your phone would never stop buzzing.
Yeah, no, you'd be fully, I mean, but if you're just replying to people online all day anyway, you know.
Which is what I like to do.
Maybe he was just looking up 69
and
on Twitter.
He just like wanted to know what it is.
That's probably what it was. He probably put in a search for 69 on Twitter as you were tweeting. And in a way, that makes you guys soulmates.
Listen, I'm going to find this guy. And I'm going to fuck him. I'm going to have sex with this man. And we will date.
It was.
I think it'll be fun.
We will be together.
I can't wait to have a boyfriend.
Oh, let me tell you, it's not that great.
No?
Ask your girlfriend.
I will. Oh, God. Okay, number one. Okay, go see Rosebud December 12th at Caroline's. Maybe she'll be that funny again. Because that was very funny. I don't know if I feel like...
I'm only funny when I'm mean.
Yeah.
It's a sad truth about me.
Honestly, when you're mean, it's not even that funny.
You know what? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself right out the window. I hope you fuck yourself until you fly out the window behind you.
That actually sounds really fun.
I mean, it sounds dramatic, for sure. Why do you guys have the shades drawn in here? It's very depressing.
Yeah.
You like it like that.
It's my podcast.
Well, you are wearing all black, too.
Of course I am.
Yeah.
I have white socks on.
What's outside the window, guys?
Just another wall.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's Brooklyn.
Nice view.
Yeah.
My first apartment in New York City, you just opened my window just looked directly into the bathroom window of another apartment.
Oh, my God. Well, that's actually a more interesting view than what I had, which was I looked out over a sewage plant.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you live in Gowanus?
No, but I was on the ugly side of Greenpoint on
Manhattan
Avenue.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, and then there was a trailer that's still there that said, ass or grass, no one rides for free.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But to be fair, it's true.
I remember looking out that window and being like, if I look out this window again, I might throw myself out of it. And then having an anxiety attack that I might kill myself even though I didn't want to.
Yeah.
It was literally like, have you ever had like an anxiety attack about something that you don't want to do, but you're like, my life's so shitty, I might do it anyway.
I might do this.
You know?
I feel
Did I
like,
get too sad?
No.
I got too sad.
Yeah, obviously.
Mm.
Leif, can you edit out any part where Rosebud fucking ruins this? Like that last one? Because Jesus
Like the
Christ.
Last 45 minutes
yeah,
would be
when,
good, even before I got in the room.
When are we going to start? We haven't started yet.
We've just redone the intro a million times.
Yeah, this is
point.
The intro. The intro is actually a 15-minute long ad for LOL Comedy Club, a place that I hate, that I've never been to. I don't even know why I hate it. I just know what goes on.
You just
on
heard
there.
What it's done I to your friends, to, and you're
yeah,
a good friend.
Yeah, so many times, like, we've been hanging out, and you've been like, oh, I'm going to go up to LOL. You want to come? You can definitely get a spot. And I'll be like, I'm going to go home.
You're like, I'm going to yeah. chew my wrists open
yeah,
instead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm actually going to I was thinking about going and drinking water from the East River. It actually
taking
might be
a swim in the Gowanus Canal.
It actually might be better for me than that, than going to LOL.
You're right, though.
And you, bombing.
Yeah.
Being so close to comedy clubs you want to be at.
Oh, my God. And the thing is, every time you do well there, you're like, I'm a hack. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you're like, I don't want to do well. But I also, there's sometimes where I don't feel like that, where it's like a crowd where I'm like, this crowd won't like me.
Yeah.
And then you do well in front of them and you're like, oh, that's cool.
You're like, oh, I'm relatable.
Yeah. Well, like we were both prominent features on Skankfest this year.
Yes. Thank
Legion
you so
of,
much.
The Legion of Skanks festival.
Mm-hmm. 2017.
2017 at the Creek in the Cave, and a bigger venue that I never went to because
I wasn't invited.
technically I was, but you know, I wasn't formally invited.
Right. I wasn't on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell you that much.
So am I going to stand there and be bitter while people that are better and more accomplished than me at comedy do comedy for
these
bigger
people
grads?
Who deserve all their
yeah.
success.
These people who are like funny and
really
good.
Really piss me off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like these people who are funny and good and have been working harder and longer at this thing that I do
are making me very upset about
yeah.
where I'm at.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell? Why are you being so successful near me?
That really is just a purely comedian thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like getting, I don't know, maybe it's not, but I feel like comics' level of delusion about their and how they get bitter about somebody who deserves more success than them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've been doing it longer and, you know, they're just funnier.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah, that's
like,
a weird, that's a crazy thing where it's like, your skill level is sometimes negligible. Where
right.
it's like, if you're just funnier than someone else, you can become more successful than them quicker.
Right.
Because you have, it's like a weird thing where it's not like playing guitar. Where it's like, I mean, like, it is like a skill you can become better at, but you don't, there's no one like, oh, I was naturally born a guitar player.
Yeah.
There's just like, some people are just born funny, and then some people are not, and then they still do comedy.
Right. I was talking to somebody, what was it, this summer at some comedy festival, and I think I was like trying to talk some shit, you know, being
yeah.
like a cunt.
Oh,
and,
no. This is a pro shit talking podcast. We will not bleep any names out.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
So and if you say something mean, they will hear it.
When I was saying,
and I will tag them.
Here's the thing. I don't even, but I don't remember who I was talking
yeah.
about even. But somebody who is more successful than me, I was talking to them about it. And they were like, yeah, you know, whenever I feel like a comic doesn't like deserve something or like, you know, the industry loves them and I think they're shitty, I just think of it as like, well, I'm wrong. Because if the industry loves them, then I'm wrong. Like,
yeah.
this is a business. And if they're making more money,
then there's something to
that. Then there's
them.
Something to that. And
yeah.
I need to be like paying attention. And I was like, that is such a smart way to think about it, not just from a business perspective, but like on a personal level.
Yeah.
Because people drive themselves insane thinking about other people's success
yeah.
in this business. Like, it's that's what Don't Think Twice was kind of about in a way. You know, like just watching. I remember that scene where they were watching SNL together and they're like picking it apart in like that just pompous way that comics.
And you're just like sitting in this shitty apartment and you're just like, oh God, yeah. This is like, this year has been a thing where it's like, for most of the year, I had like big private meltdowns about comedy. And then after a while, I was like,
what is the point of this?
Why? This isn't helping me at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So and it takes a while to get out of it, but you literally do, because you just end up like running into a wall over and over and over again until you're like, I'm tired and my head hurts.
Yeah.
Like, I can't keep doing this.
Yeah. So it used to be a weird thing where when I was even worse at comedy, I'm like, why wouldn't I get this thing? And then now that I'm better and more accomplished, I'll like see people get stuff and I'll be like, why didn't I get this? And then I'll like see who got it. I was like, oh, because these people are better than me.
Or it's just like these people, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, what are they doing that I'm not doing?
Yeah.
You know, even if it's like.
And for you, it's writing jokes.
For sure. You piece of shit. Fuck you. God damn it. He got me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. I'll look at it and be like, this is. They're doing shit that I'm not doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I need to like fucking step on my game in this way, or just write a joke.
Yeah. I think writing a joke would be so beneficial for you.
Stop it. People are going to think that I don't write jokes.
But honestly, maybe you should write someone else's joke. Like, but not like write a joke for someone else. Like just take a good joke that a better comedian has already done and then just like say it.
Maybe I should. Stop doing jokes about astrology, Rosebud.
I mean.
Hey, listen, I can say this much. What just happened? I can say this much. There's not a lot of astrology fucking jokes.
That is true.
Okay?
I will say
I'm very niche.
You have,
in that sense. About four people like that joke. So, you know, there you go.
Four people total or four people at a
total.
Show?
Total.
Okay, cool. For sure. Are you one of them?
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you counting either of your dogs?
Charlie. Charlie's
in
there.
Oh, the dumb one.
Charlie. Yeah, well, you know, dumb people have a great sense of humor.
That is true.
I just called my dog a person, which isn't the first time I've done that, even today.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
This is, okay, we have to talk about TV in a second, but I mostly want to talk about how, very quickly, over the winter, Rosebud and I, last winter. We did a roast battle.
Oh my God. I'm still upset that he fucking won.
Oh, okay. First of all, I beat her ass.
He beat my ass. But let me tell you something right now. He actually really did deserve it. And I am upset about that.
Yeah, because I did. The thing is, I didn't even work that hard.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, shut your fucking face.
I didn't.
You piece of garbage.
Rosebud works. Rosebud and I walk her dogs every day. Not every day, but like every 364 days a year.
525,600 minutes.
That's how many times I have to walk her dog, and it's so much time. But I'll see her like I'll see her, and she'll be writing these roast jokes, and she is such a fucking psycho about them.
I really am.
You're just like so into them, and then I'm just like, what if I just keep talking about how she sucks her dog's dick?
I was not seeing it coming, and it upset me. Yeah. It upset me so much. Literally from that point on, I was like, people would ask me, is anything off limits? I'm like, no, you can talk about my dead sister. You can talk about my family. You can talk about my fucking Botox. Yeah. I'm like, if you fucking touch my dog, I will come at you with a knife.
I made so many.
Emotionally, it fucking shook me.
It was brutal. I made so many jokes about Rosebud sucking her dog's dick that by the end, the judges were like, is this real?
Like, do you actually fuck your dogs?
Yeah. But then literally most of the time the judges were just looking at me being like, you're gay, right?
There was a moment where they talked about that for so long that I was like, you guys need to stop.
Yeah. Like, have you ever just met like a person before?
Yeah.
And by the end, one of the judges was like, okay, I think we've done this enough.
Yeah. I think it was Cannon.
Yeah.
It was
Cannon
was like,
I think it was Mike
Cannon. All right, we got to move on.
Yeah. We get it.
Yamanika went on about it for like 7 minutes.
She was like, one day, you're going to come out and you're going to break your wife's heart and you're going to ruin this woman's life because she's going to be married to a gay man. I was just like, well, I don't know what to tell
that
you.
That was all just coming from her watching 90 Day Fiancé for way too long.
It's a weird thing because it's like, what's one of those things where it's like, if you're like, no, I'm not. They're like, well, obviously you are. And then you get, if you're like, no, I actually fuck a lot. And they're like, no, you don't. No one who does it says that.
It was, for both of us, it got very uncomfortable with those judges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
It was one of the funnest roast battles I've done, though.
It was really fun. And then I retired undefeated. Which just means I have been too lazy to do another one.
Right. I've been encouraging you for
a while. You really have. And I should because, see, this is why I'm not successful. Because it's like, hey, if you do another one of these, you can get like spots at this club. And I'm like, oh, cool. No. What if I
don't? You're like, well, I asked two people and they said no.
And they said no, so I think I can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, I cast my net far and wide. And
I asked all of my friends, two people other than Rosebud.
Yes.
And they said no.
Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah.
But also your life is very hard to roast. Like you're a person that's very hard to, you're like Katie Hannigan. Like it's hard to heighten anything about you.
Because it's already
because
like.
Because it's already ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you just got to do a bunch of look-like jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
And now that I've like done enough roasts where it's like I've had enough opponents that are just impossible to roast. So I'm like, oh, you have to take a different tactic with each one.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's like this weird puzzle.
I tried to get really mean with Mike, and it doesn't work. The audience is automatically on his side. He's very likable on stage.
Which is weird because in real life, I am not.
Yeah. No, no, no. Actually, you are, though.
I know.
To be honest.
I know.
You really are a very likable person. So it's you can't just come at it like, I'm going to destroy this guy.
Yeah. And especially because I was like pretty nervous because we were like the co-main event on that one. And I'd never done one before. And I had all mine on index cards because I thought it'd be funny to throw my index card after I did every joke, like some dumb fucking bit. And you're the like, first one I threw, it like flipped back at me. and then I was just like, well, I'm not doing that anymore.
And then you had trash fall out of your pocket.
I had a bunch of trash. I had a bunch of like receipt papers and stuff in my back pocket. And it was in the middle of a joke and it just like fell out. And I was like, well, that's all my trash. And then I think that's
and
what
then
won.
That killed.
I think that's
that
what
killed.
It was unreal.
I was like, this fucking guy and his showmanship and his trash. Yeah. Oh,
God. Like, we love this guy. He brought garbage into a comedy club. Yeah, there's not enough there already.
Yeah, it was great.
It was beautiful.
It was a fun roast. It really was.
I like great. To imagine that you won that because they were like, man, he was so mean to himself. Yeah. Like, you beat her insulting you.
Half of
he kind of did a little bit.
Most of my jokes were like, I was like, how are you so rich?
Yeah.
I think I said that your sister died in a richer way than I've ever lived.
Yes.
And that was fun.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's great.
I know. Listen, I'll write a bunch of jokes for you. Don't worry.
Please do.
I'll write them right before December 12th at Caroline's.
That's great. I don't have an hour. It's going
to
be a nightmare.
Oh, you don't have to do an hour.
I'm supposed to. I'm supposed to do 55. I'll just fucking crowd work for like half of it. I'll be honest.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen a bunch of those and I've seen very few people do a full hour.
Oh, good. That makes me feel better.
I've seen most have done like 40, 45 minutes.
Perfect.
Which I don't think you'll have a problem doing.
No.
Especially if you do crowd work.
Yeah.
To
and
really pad it out.
If I literally did it to an empty room at the Creek, just running it. And think I hit 30. So if you put laughs in there and crowd work, I've got 45.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know.
Yeah, I think as long as you do like 45, I think you'll be fine.
This is not interesting to your podcast audience at all. I apologize.
This is something that we could have as a friendship conversation afterwards.
For sure.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of a friendly friendship conversation, but it is something that you say when you don't know words anymore. When you've just given up on words.
A friendly friendship conversation is what you that's what they refer to as just a conversation, but in the book Care Bears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, because most people are just mean to me. So a friendly friendship conversation is just a conversation, and anything else to me is an argument.
Yeah.
I'm so sensitive.
Yeah, we all are.
Yeah.
We all are.
We need to talk about television.
Okay, did you watch Riverdale?
I did. Okay, so we're here to talk. Oh, God damn it.
What?
I do a thing sometimes. We're here today to talk about Riverdale. And this is a really bad theme song.
I mean, it's moving.
It's something.
It's just so you guys can imagine it. It's fog over a water, over a body of water.
And it says Riverdale in neon lights.
with pine trees.
Oh, yeah.
The Steadicam is moving out, panning out.
It's beautiful.
You're seeing the town. It's lonely. It's dramatic. And it's moving. Honestly, so, I could keep that on all day.
It's actually not
bad. I love that sound.
That's like pretty, yeah. That's this like weird ambient.
Yeah.
It's just like you could. You There's could like a bunch of bands. I'll send you a bunch of bands that sound like that. You can listen to them all day long.
Listen, you could be thinking about your ex, mm-hmm. or you could be thinking about the weather. Which, it doesn't matter what you're thinking about. You're calm about
those
it.
Those are the only two things I've ever thought about in my life. I go, I look at my phone and I go, oh, it's 45 degrees out. How's Megan?
How did you like it, though?
Riverdale?
Yeah.
It was trash.
You thought it was trash.
It was like, so I just recently also did Pretty Little Liars
mm-hmm.
on this show.
Oh, God. Great show.
See, and it's like very much in the same world where it was like watching one episode was right. kind of fun.
Right.
Because I was like, this is unreal. But yeah. I can't imagine going, like following it. Because there's a no, it's like the thing where like it's, there's nowhere to go, but like so unreal. Like it's already like the first episode.
Wait, but why? Why isn't there anywhere to go from the like, first episode? Like it's, because I mean, somebody was murdered?
No. I don't mean like story-wise. I mean like heightening-wise. Like it's already so crazy.
Oh, yeah,
it's like
yeah.
all of these teens. First of all of these teens are all in their mid-20s. I looked it up.
And they're so hot.
Because there's a so if you don't know, Riverdale is horny Archie.
Yeah, it's Betty and Archie.
It's all people are fucking. Everyone. It's Archie. There's Betty, Veronica, Jughead, Josie mm-hmm. and the Pussycats,
mm-hmm.
Luke Perry. He's yep. there. But there was a scene where the first time you see Betty, she's in a bra, and yep. I was like, I immediately Googled, and I was like, am I allowed to be attracted to this?
I did the same thing with Jughead. I was very upset because I was like, Jughead? Ugh. But Archie...
But Jughead is what is one of the Sprouse twins, the little kid from Big Daddy.
Yeah. I know. And when I found out about that, I got very uncomfortable.
They live in...
But I remember that kid... I remember watching Big Daddy and being like, that kid's going to be fucking bangable. And he totally is. I was right. He fully is.
Yeah.
And I love that Betty... First of all, Archie's hot too, and I feel fine.
Archie is like weird hot though.
Where I feel like it's fine because he's not a real redhead.
His red hair is so fake.
I'm not attracted to redheads.
Yeah, he's like a blonde kid who like
they just made him.
Yeah, they just made him a redhead.
They were like, we're not gonna hire a ginger.
Yeah, no, sorry, we can't do it.
We don't hire Grimson Americans yeah. on this show.
But yeah, Archie is just like he's like boy next door. Corn-fed America hot,
yeah.
which is like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a thing where it's like, oh, yeah, you're like very muscly.
It's extremely muscly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like that's it, I think.
Yeah, I think
also,
that's
he's
it.
Not even American.
He's got great eyebrows.
Yeah. He's from New Zealand, and he's doing an American accent the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Even hotter. Even hotter.
Because he's from New Zealand?
Yeah. Honestly.
I think it's beautiful.
I think it's great. I mean, I'm not attracted to the Australian accent, but New Zealand.
I'll
take it.
Okay.
For sure.
So did you? No, you weren't.
I love the show, though. It is trash.
Yeah.
But it's the kind of trash where you can just, it's like pop music. Like, you could just easily digest it. You could be on Instagram while you're watching.
Yeah, you don't have to, like.
You could be fucking, I have so much fun Instagram storying it.
Yeah.
Like, I always have an opinion because everything that's happening is so extreme.
Yeah.
That I can have an opinion about it and talk back to it. And just like, I like a TV show I can interact with.
Yeah. So what you like is video games.
Pretty much. But I don't know how to play them.
Yeah.
So okay. I just do this.
Yeah.
You know? And
I think that is a good way to like get people hooked in immediately.
Yeah.
For it to be this wild. Because like I watched Dawson's Creek a while ago.
Oh,
and
yeah?
That was just kind of like fine. Like you kind of like, I feel like this is like, so Dawson's Creek is like old, like 50s, 60s pop music where it's like, you know, it's like nice and pleasant. And then Riverdale is like now pop music where it's like, just like cranked up to
yes.
the extreme. Nothing is real.
Auto-tune.
It's all auto-tune and like yeah. fucking Photoshop. It's like
everything.
It's the most modern like teen drama.
Yeah.
It's
it's HD. Like, it's like,
it's so HD.
You see everything.
Yeah.
You know? It's everything they're allowed to show you.
And these kids do not have a flaw.
No, they don't.
It's brutal.
It's so brutal. Like, when I look at myself after, I look like a plastic bag filled with water. like when I'm watching Riverdale and I'm like doing Instagram stories, I'm like, I'm disgusting.
And you are like one of the most in-shape comedians that there is.
I'm talking about like my skin. No, I'm just like, I look tired and heavy. You know, their skin is so tight and I'm just like,
It's crazy how they're like, some of them are like 25 years old though. They're
are
like
they?
25. One of them was, I looked it up. Oh,
Dude, by the time they go to college, they're all going to look like they're actually 30.
Veronica was 23 playing a 15-year-old.
Really?
Yeah, they're sophomores in high school.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's crazy.
That's insane. Although, I will say some of the sophomores in my high school, definitely not me.
Yeah.
But there were some of the sophomores in my high school looked like they were in their 20s.
I feel
now
like.
Now they look like they're 55.
Yeah. They aged real quick.
They aged real quick.
I feel like some of the guys in my high school looked like adult men. But also some of the people in my high school were adults because they were 20 years old. And still, and like still in 10th grade.
Yeah.
So they were technically adult men. But I feel like I've never seen I don't know too many 15-year-old girls now.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Sure you don't.
Yeah. I got a few. I know a few. I got a few. That's the worst way to say that.
No, it's exactly what we all expected.
Yeah. I got a couple teen friends that I text and I go, what's the new lingo?
Yeah.
How are kids talking these days? And they go, who are you?
Like, I'm your uncle.
How did you get my phone number? And I go, don't worry.
Just cooperate.
If you have enough money, anything can be public.
It's true. You're going to get rich enough to be a creep. Openly a creep one day.
Okay. Which flavor of creep?
I don't know, but it'll be, I know when it will happen, and it'll be when you sell your VHS collection.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm just going to, I feel like if I'm going to be like a creep publicly, though, I want to be like, if I have to pick, like a Larry Flint type of creep.
Yeah.
Where it's like very open, but also not like weird. Like he's into like, I mean, it is weird, but he's into like adult women.
Right.
Who are hot.
Yeah.
So it's like the most acceptable version of creep.
Of creep that you could be. For sure.
Yeah. But he's not like Hugh Hefner where he like makes them like live with him. He's just like, I run this magazine.
Rest in peace, Hugh. By the way.
One of the biggest influences on this podcast.
I will say I follow Hugh's Instagram account.
Yeah.
Because the outfits on those chicks in the 70s, like when they are fully clothed.
Unreal.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is fashion inspiration.
Yeah. And I actually have been wearing a lot more smoking jackets. Like him, which is nice.
How many do you own?
17. I have a problem. I have a problem buying things.
See, the way you took a breath while you thought of a lie was great.
Yeah.
17.
I mean, I just got rid of so much stuff out of my room, too.
Well, let me ask you this. Were you moved at all during Riverdale? Was there a moment where you were emotionally moved?
I think I laughed at one thing. I don't remember what it was, but I did laugh. But I was not emotionally invested in this at all.
Really?
I feel like you're supposed to really care. So we'll just jump around. Also, we do not care about spoilers, so you can spoil the whole season
great.
If you want.
Okay, great. So you know how Archie's fucking the teacher? Is that in the first
Archie
episode?
Fucks his teacher, yeah.
Right.
And I was like, ooh.
That scene.
Was very horny.
So hot.
Where they're fucking in her Volkswagen Beetle, which is the least fuckable car.
Yeah, I don't even think the seats go back.
Yeah.
So.
I think they just had to straddle the seat.
It
they
was
cut
a very
a
Titanic scene. I mean, it was almost. The only thing it lacked was the handprint on the fucking window.
Yeah.
You know, but I think they did shoot like a hand on the window.
Yeah.
So
there was, I
just
think it wasn't steamy. It wasn't steamy enough because you could still see them fucking through the window.
Right. Because it's HD.
Oh, but it was steamy.
It was steamy as hell.
Yeah.
And I was like, good God.
Yeah.
If this is where this is going, I'm going to keep watching this fucking show.
I also Googled the teacher to see how old she was.
How old is she?
She's like in her 30s.
Right.
So it was like, but I thought it would be really funny if like, because the kid who plays Archie is like 21 or 22.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be really funny if she was like 25.
Right.
And playing a teacher. But she's like.
You're like, this is so inappropriate.
Yeah. She's like 30. She's like 35 or something like that, you know. Like, and she's still like She is the. It was a thing where she's so hot. I thought she would also just be like 23.
Yeah,
and it'd be like a weird thing where they're like, "Oh yeah."
Well, I can tell because I spend so much time looking at like
people's skin and and stuff. Yeah,
just genuinely just being like 30s or 20s.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like a game I play with myself, and you can tell by the lines by right here. You could tell by the marionette lines.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm actually 17 years old.
The deeper these are, the older somebody is. I swear to God.
Once you're in your 60s, you end up looking like Droopy Dog, where they're just like eight inches deep.
It's my fucking nightmare.
No, you'll like get your face all pulled back weird and shit.
I for sure will. I'm 100% going to do that. I want to look like a cat.
I don't think you're my only... I know for a fact you're not my only friend with Botox.
No, I'm definitely not.
No, but you are my loudest friend about Botox.
Because otherwise I just feel like I'm lying. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not fair. I don't think it's fair to other women to be like, oh yeah, I was just born like this.
Yeah.
It's, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, if you're spending $700 on your face every month,
$700?
You better fucking tell people about it, you know?
Jesus Christ.
No, it's not. It's not $700. But it's like if you're getting good Botox from like a good doctor, I'll tell you right now, it's $300 per area. So if you get it between your eyebrows and you get it in the middle of your forehead.
Yeah.
Those are two different areas.
Jesus Christ.
So there, and then you get them like in the crow's feet or whatever. Yeah. That's another area. So they fucking charge you up the ass for it.
That's unreal.
It is unreal.
I can't believe that. I was worried yesterday about going bowling to see what that would do to my pocketbook.
But you can also, if you've got good health insurance, you could tell your dermatologist, I've got headaches, you know, like I need it for headaches.
Is it like a... Like, do they know?
Yeah. Okay. And they'll be like, okay, you know.
So Botox is the medical marijuana card of...
Basically, for headaches.
Face surgery.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, I have such bad headaches. And they're like, well, we'll give you Botox in your face.
Right. Or if you could say you have jaw pain, mm-hmm. and they could put it right here, and it'll make your jaw... it actually thins your jaw. Like, if you have a wide jawline get it here, which I've never done.
Yeah.
But...
Because your jawline's already so thin.
My jawline is perfect. Yeah. And, you know, no, but I'm happy with
it.
You know what I mean? It's like,
imagine
there's everything. You can do so much with Botox that it's insane. Like, they'll give it to you for anything. If you sweat too much, you can put it in your fucking armpits. Oh, well,
I've been talking like I don't Botox.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually, once a month, I go and have them Botox my entire ass. my ass.
Let me tell you something. It's actually been done. That has been done.
The rest of my body looks horrible.
My ass.
But my ass. Oh,
like a linoleum floor.
I look like the Statue of David. It's smooth and high. It looks like I got the Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a janitor goes over and waxes it every day.
It's like I'm a fucking basketball court.
Yeah. That's what I want my forehead to look like.
Like completely flat and shiny?
Like a bowling alley floor.
The lane, though.
The
not
lane.
Like the floor.
Not the floor.
Well, I mean.
Come on.
Like gum in the. So you want
like
it to be
like.
Like
a bowling alley lane.
Okay.
And I want it to be smooth.
Yeah.
I want it to be paralyzed.
Okay.
Completely paralyzed.
What? How many years from now do you think it'll take your face to stop working?
I'll be honest. It'll stop whenever I get them. So it's already stopped. I've already been at the point where I'm like from my eyebrows up, completely paralyzed.
Yeah.
Like if you were now, it's not because it's fucking my face is like eating it at this point. Like I've gotten it for a year now.
Yeah.
No, not even. But I've gotten it three times in the last like. Almost a year.
Yeah.
And now it just like it wears out like faster and faster.
Oh, that's
like right now. Okay, so like it's still in the middle of my forehead.
Yeah.
This is so weird, but like in the middle of my forehead, it's still here.
Yeah.
But it's wearing out here on the sides and up here, and then like in the middle of my eyebrows, like it's starting to wear off here too.
Yeah.
Because it's like wherever you're strongest, wherever your muscles are the strongest, is where it'll like.
That means.
That wear out.
Botox would never work on my heart, which is where I'm the strongest.
I swear to God. Everyone just turned off their fucking phone.
Listen,
and just unsubscribed.
I don't care. This podcast is only for me. Anyway, I don't even put this thing out.
You're like, I just invite my friends over so they'll talk to me.
I just send it to myself, and then I listen to it while I'm walking around.
That's great.
And I go, wasn't this fun?
You know what? That doesn't even feel like much of a reach.
No. That seems like something like a rich person would do.
I'll tell you right now, though, the fucking teacher on Riverdale definitely has Botox.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
I feel like any...
Maybe a little fillers, too.
Any woman who's on, especially now, HDTV.
Yeah.
Probably has, over like 35, probably had something done.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was such a weird thing when I was young, when I was like a kid, I would like had this weird anti-plastic surgery stance.
Yeah.
And I was like 12.
Yeah.
It's like, who do you even know that's had it?
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, who cares? Like, I think major plastic surgery, like facial stuff, like
looks
weird
terrible.
And fucked up. But I'm also like, yeah, you want to make your face look all fucked up.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's your face.
Yeah.
I did have a fucking disaster happen to me, though.
Really?
This is a terrible story. All right. So,
I'm begging you to tell me.
Okay. So I go in for Botox, regular old Botox. You know,
it's your regular Botox appointment. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with a friend who happens to get more than just Botox, right? I won't be putting her name out.
Okay. Can you tell me later?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
And, because she'll talk about it, you know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But,
Is it Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
Okay.
Very close friends. Good pal. Big fan of the show.
Hill Dog. Hill Dog, come on TV Casualty.
Yes. Hill Dog. I love it. So I go in, I'm like getting the Botox, and she's like, do you want to do lip fillers and write about it, you know, for Elite? And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, if I'll get lip fillers. I'll do Botox. And so she does them.
Yeah.
And not only do I start bleeding profusely.
Oh my God.
And bruising insanely so that she can't even tell. I'm swelling up so fast that she can't even tell where the filler's going.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, we're going to stop here, come back in 2 weeks, and we'll put in the rest, right? So I walk around for like 2 weeks with, she put more in my bottom lip than in my top lip. So my bottom lip is just like,
bleh. So you just look like you got hit in the
face? Yeah, I just look like I got hit with a baseball bat. And and I'm bruised horribly. Yeah. Like it looks like I have, it honestly looks like I have AIDS in the fucking 80s. You know what I mean? Like lesions. And I go back. I'm like, first of all, it's too much in the bottom lip. There's not enough in the top lip. Please even this out. She does that. She puts on numbing cream and she leaves the numbing cream on me for like an hour because that she's fucking busy, right? So she puts an enzyme in and dissolves pretty much all of it, right? Yeah. Like, and but then I have a fucking reaction to the numbing cream.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm swelling up from the enzyme.
Yeah.
So I go home. I'm like, at least it's all going to be gone. Later that night, my fucking face starts itching and my face blows up to the point that I thought my lip was going to explode.
Jesus.
I was like, I have to go to the fucking hospital. I went to the hospital. They gave me fucking steroids.
Yeah.
Right? So then I'm on steroids for the next 2 weeks. Not 2 weeks, a week. But like, it lasts, the effects of steroids are just insane. And then I had like a dentist appointment. So I'm like, I was at the dentist. My lips have fucking blown up. I'm paralyzed on the left side of my face. I literally, it was the worst week ever. And it was like, I got to this point where I was like, this is just too funny now. Like now it's like, I can't talk. I look like Diane Keaton with Bell's palsy. You know, like I couldn't stop making myself laugh. I started doing Instagram stories where I'm like, if somebody smiled at me the way I'm smiling right now, I'd kill myself. You know what I mean? Like, it was such a nightmare. And I started walking around the neighborhood, like, waving to people and being hello.
Did you wave to the lady who speaks in tongues on your block?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
She was the only one who waved back.
I was sitting on your front steps one day, and she just came over to me, which was like, ha-ba-da-ba-ba-ba, and just, like, yelled at me in tongues, and I just went, okay, and she went, all right. Just walked away.
She's not like all gone, you know?
No,
what I mean?
She's
like talking to herself, but she snaps out of it the second you're like, hey, how are you? She's like, good day, you know?
Yeah.
It's so weird. She lives in my sister's building.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
We'll hear her in the building.
It's unbelievable to me that your sister moved in next door to you.
Not to me. She's obsessed with me.
And obsessed with me. Rosebud's sister is obsessed with me.
She actually kind of is. She like loves all my friends. I think comics are just more interesting to her than her friends are.
Yeah.
You know?
I was...
You know, other than like her good friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We won't say, because Rosebud has 93 sisters, so we won't say which one I'm talking about. But the same time that I lost the VHS tape at your house,
yeah,
I was dog sitting, and your sister came over, and she was supposed to take one of the dogs for some reason.
Yeah.
And she comes over at, let's say, 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
8 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
She's
like a normal person. She has like a normal job.
Yeah, yeah. So she's super normal. And she comes over at 8 in the morning and goes, oh, my God, sorry. I've been up all night. I did a lot of Molly. And
yeah.
She just took the dog. And I was just like, listen, have fun.
Jesus Christ.
And she was just like kind of in the house. She poured so much cat food into the cat food bowl. like you were like, did the cat eat at all while I was gone? I was like, oh, yeah, your sister poured in. Like 9 days worth of food to the cat bowl.
What the fuck?
And then just left.
She's was just like, come on, Molly. Everybody's eating.
Yeah, yeah. She just came in. She was a wild tornado and left. And I was like, I'm going to marry this woman.
That is great.
Yeah. It was great.
Mary Stewart. Mary
right.
Stewart.
Well,
Baker.
Yeah, you said her name. I didn't.
Well, everybody knows. I've said her name on fucking Guys We Fucked. So
okay.
Everybody knows who she is.
All
She's got no anonymity. She's lost her right to anonymity by hanging out with me and moving next door to me.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
She will be mentioned on every podcast.
Yeah, I think she's great. I don't want to marry her because I do not want to be a part of your family, but...
No, you don't.
No, I don't. But, you know, I'll consider it.
Yeah.
I'll consider marrying your sister. Just only so I can be your brother-in-law. Because that's the funniest joke in the world to me.
That would upset me so much.
If I was your brother-in-law,
I would be so upset. I mean, there is enough is going on in my house already.
Yeah.
You know?
I would be over all
I don't need you coming to Christmas with your fucking VHS tapes for everybody.
I would give your
giving
parents...
them out, being like, I wonder what it is. Yeah. And it's another fucking VHS tape from Uncle Mike.
I would give your dad so many news blooper VHS tapes.
You know what's sad? He would totally appreciate that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think your dad would love me.
He doesn't, he's not a real hateful guy, my dad.
I just think as your new brother-in-law.
I mean, he's a Republican, so he's, you know, hateful in that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But,
in every, you know, racist, sexist
kind
of way.
Oh, no, but I'm that way, too, and I'm not a Republican, so it's fine. just, you know, like racist and stuff. It's fun.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a fun joke.
Yeah.
To be racist.
Right.
People
love
it.
It's not outdated.
No.
It's not an outdated joke to be racist.
I like to, oh, my God. Okay. No. But listen, I wrote a new joke.
Yeah.
And it's about Asian people driving.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's a new angle.
I think it's funny because I have heard they're not good at it.
I've never even heard that. That's a brand new angle, unique to only you.
I have had my learner's permit 3 times.
Right.
And never had a driver's license. So I think
Do you have a learner's permit 3 fucking times, Mike?
You just keep taking the test and then never taking the actual driver's test.
Even though you've passed the learner's permit test.
Yeah, because you have to. You can't just renew it because I always let them expire.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I'm upset with you.
Yeah, you should be. Most people do not like the way I run my life. People, women who are.
Happy for you, though, recently because you have a girlfriend who loves you.
Yeah.
You know, you're nice to her. She's nice to you. It seems to be working.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't want to kill you.
I mean.
Maybe she does sometimes.
No, I don't think so. I think usually we're.
But she's not a person that, like, cuts your name into her arm.
No.
You know what I mean? Which seems like the kind of girl that he goes for.
Usually.
Usually he goes for that.
It's a woman that would kill themselves for me, but then one day immediately realizes what a bad mistake that is.
Also, that's not his current girlfriend.
Not my current girlfriend. That's my
prototype.
Old, yeah.
Right.
No.
No, she's a nice girl who's funny and values herself.
Yeah.
And
friend of the
is
show,
funnier
Anya
than
Vault.
You.
You've,
and that's what matters.
She, okay, well, we didn't say
You date up. That's
we don't have to say that she's
great.
Funnier than me.
I think it's great.
I think maybe we're at the same level of funny. I think, you know. I think, you know what? I don't need this. She is very funny. Friend of the show, Anya Volz. She was on here to talk about whatever bullshit TV show.
Oh my God, she What's was so sign? Good on that
Jane
episode.
The Virgin.
What's she was so
Jane
good
Jane the Virgin?
Episode.
Yeah. Oh, what is her sign? She's
What's her birthday?
March 25th is
oh,
her
Oh, she's
birthday.
An Aries.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good combo.
Same birthday as friend of the show, Luke Moniz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Everybody's a friend of the show.
No, I mean, I've had 49 guests on, or however many.
You should just start saying fan of the show.
No, because they are not fans of the show.
Well,
they
that's
do not
the
like
point,
it.
Though,
yeah.
You know?
No, they're friends of the show.
Okay, yeah, well, so this is why you're not making it, because you don't know how to do smoke and mirrors, you know?
So I don't know. Oh, fuck, you fucking sucked me in with your stupid astrology bullshit. I was like, so what does that mean?
Everybody hates astrology until you're talking about them, you know? Everybody hates astrology until they're like, tell me how I'm good in bed. That's
oh,
really...
I know how I'm good in bed, and it is not. It's pretty easy for me to know that because it's, not, it's not, it doesn't happen.
Tell me about the future of my relationship. Tell me about my shitty parents.
You're either going to... Here's the future of my relationship. We're either going to break up or we're not going to break up.
Yeah, that's true. That's like what I feel like telling people now that I've like been writing astrology articles for a year. People are like, can you write about what it means, what zodiac signs are likely to cheat? And I'll be like, sure. Let me just write down every single zodiac sign and that they might cheat on you or they might not cheat on you.
Yeah.
And just live your fucking life.
Yeah.
Where is your person? Where is your sense of agency over your own fucking life that you're reading an article about whether or not this person's going to cheat on you? If you got to read it, they're probably cheating.
So you love your job.
I hate my job so much. It took something I loved and that was like a fun hobby for me, and it's turned me into a cynical asshole, which is actually better for comedy, but, you know, ugh.
Yeah, because now you're not like trying to do tarot card readings on stage and shit.
Well, I was never trying to do that.
I mean, but you wanted to.
No, there was somebody that I was working with at the time that wanted me to do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, can it still be funny? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah. But then she told everybody I was trying to be a comedy duo, which really upset me. Anyway.
You would be great in a comedy duo because you could kind of let somebody else do most of the heavy lifting.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Buddy, I'm going to kick your microphone down your throat. That's
fun.
All. It just got serious.
Okay. We've barely talked about this television show.
We literally haven't. But I knew that was going to happen.
I know.
Us.
It's fine.
When you come over to like walking my dogs, we just end up talking about a million different things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fine.
I almost drank this candle.
I wish you would. And I wish the candle was poison.
No, but sorry.
But no, I mean, no, it's my fault. But I feel like if people listen to the show and expect me to talk about the TV show it's about, they're crazy.
Right.
They've probably heard other episodes before. And if you're listening for the first time because you're a Rosebud fan, Mary Stewart.
that was accurate.
Yeah. Then I'm sorry if you wanted to hear more about Riverdale. But yeah, this show.
Do you have any questions for me about Riverdale?
Why did this happen to me?
Why did what?
This show.
What do you mean, why did it happen?
It's not great.
It's great. It's a great show. It's a good show. I'm not saying it's good.
It already went from great to good, and now you're not saying it's good.
Listen, I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it is. It takes up the hour, right? It does what any TV show is supposed to do. You forget about your own life for an hour. You watch Riverdale. You're like, look at these hot teens that I can feel okay about being attracted to.
Yeah, legally I'm allowed to be attracted to them.
Because they're over 18.
Yeah.
And
I'm not attracted to them because they're playing teens.
No.
I'm attracted to them because they're hot adults.
They really actually are hot adults.
It's brutal.
Veronica's not as hot as I thought
she
was.
No, Veronica is so hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Veronica guy.
Perfectly objective. I mean, subjective.
Yeah.
But I just think, I don't think Betty's that hot either. So maybe I'm just not attracted to women.
Listen, I'd like to make a formal statement. I am.
Right.
I am attracted to women.
If anybody from our roast battle is listening,
hey,
Mike is not gay.
Love to have sex at women.
Loves pussy.
Love to have sex to women.
Sex to women. Like women are a song you put on while you're fucking a dude.
There we go.
Oh, she's back.
There it is.
She's
finally
back, baby.
But yeah, I don't know. I think the show was like, I don't think the show is for me. I don't think the show is made for a 29-year-old man.
I don't think so either. I don't even know if this show is made for somebody my age,
yeah,
to be honest. It's
22.
It's the CW.
Yeah.
It's on the CW.
Yeah, it's for children.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't think children should be watching this show either.
Why not?
There's so much fucking.
Well, every baby's going to grow up to fuck somebody.
I mean, hopefully.
I was thinking,
what if you die a virgin? Oh, the worst.
I mean,
I'm going to, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I famously have never had sex.
Yes. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you listen to this podcast long enough, you'll know I personally have never had sex.
Ever.
I find it disgusting. And an affront to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Right.
This is the world's number one Christian men's rights activist
podcast.
Television podcast.
Television podcast.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And that's why it's a TV casual.
And that's why it's because I have killed any chance I have of a career.
I don't listen. I just want to say on behalf of Riverdale.
Yeah.
That I think you guys are doing great. The actors are doing great.
Oh.
You were given a very shitty script and you were able to make it into a real life scenario. I like watching you when I'm eating burritos. I like watching you when I'm on Instagram, not paying attention. I like watching you when I'm writing roast jokes, you know, because sometimes you're so bad that you inspire me.
If you want to talk about good acting, I have a clip here that floated around the internet.
Oh, yeah?
And
of Riverdale?
Of a Riverdale clip.
Please play the Riverdale clip while I vape and fill this room with Riverdale fog.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe. You are the first. She's the first guest to vape, right? Yeah. So you kind of, you know.
I'm very addicted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. More than one time I've been to your house and you've been, oh no, that's the wrong video.
And I've had six vapes.
You've had two vapes and you're like, you're smoking one vape. And it's also a cigarette vape, just to like, it's e-cigarette.
Not, yeah.
It's not even like the big fucking digital robot dick.
Yeah.
It's like the blue e-cigarette. And she'll be like smoking one and being like, where is my vape?
Yeah.
Because you'll have lost your second vape.
Yeah.
It's very sick.
It's very sick. I mean, if it gives you any indication of what it was like when I was actually drinking,
yeah.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Now you're like addicted to e-cigarettes and sit-ups,
yeah.
Which is like, I think, a vast improvement.
Yeah. I was addicted to rescuing dogs for a while, too.
Yeah.
There was part of that was me like needing to feel like a hero. I'm convinced. But I don't do that anymore because it's already unmanageable.
You already have these two wild dogs.
Honestly, I mean, I made a huge mistake.
Yeah. I mean,
really?
I'm kind of glad because your dog, Charlie, when you were just fostering him, you're like, oh, maybe I'll give him to someone else. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll take this dog and give him to my mom.
Yeah.
My mom needs a new dog.
Yep.
And I'm so glad my mom doesn't have this dog.
Stop it. Charlie's a good dog.
Charlie is a good dog, but I think he would be too much for my mom to manage. He's a little high energy.
Yeah.
I think he chews on stuff. I think my mom has a very low energy, chill dog now.
Yeah. Charlie made me believe he was a low energy dog.
That's the thing.
He's very smart.
Listen, I walk this dog every day. This dog is not smart.
Okay, he is though. I put him in the crate with locks that I'd bought and he somehow still got out of the crate. I have no fucking idea how.
Do you think maybe your boyfriend came over and let him out?
No. He didn't even chew through the thing.
He popped the lock open?
Yes.
Do you think he used his dog? Okay. I've let so many things go by on this podcast.
I'm not kidding. Dude, I'm not fucking kidding.
Think he used his little dog claw to pop the lock?
Yeah, because I didn't set a code because I'm like, it's a dog. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
so you think he just pulled down on it and it just popped open?
I think he was chewing on it and popped on, like he popped the unlock thing and it opened up
because
it was on the floor. And I was like, this fucking dog can break out of anything.
Yeah, okay. That makes more sense.
He's smarter than he like lets on. You know what I mean?
Like,
he acts like a fucking idiot and then when he needs to, he'll just be a genius.
Mm, sounds like someone in this room right now.
You or me?
Me. I'm a genius. It's me. It's definitely not Leif. He sucks.
You are not a genius, buddy.
Okay.
You've already admitted to everybody that you're an idiot on this podcast.
See, that's my play.
You said it's the first time.
That's my play. I tell everyone I'm dumb, and then bam, I'm of average intelligence. And then that works for me.
But before you literally are Trump. You know that. Because before you said your trick was the opposite way around. You said, I tell everybody that I'm smart, and I am actually dumb.
Okay. I think President Trump
He's talking with his hands right now.
I think President Trump makes a lot of good points. And I think the way that he lives is the way I'd like to live. I'd love to have a gold toilet.
He's disgusting. You know, I was watching him on TV and I did tweet this, so I apologize for repeating
it. Running bits.
I'm not running bits. I'll never do this on stage.
You're running tweets.
But he does, I think, smell like a moldy shower curtain.
Hmm.
Close up. When you hug him, he looks like he smells like a shower curtain.
Because it's always so weird to be rich and smell bad.
Can you find this clip?
I have the clip ready.
Oh, okay.
This is a clip. It's a clip of Jughead giving a speech.
Ooh.
It's like 12 seconds long.
Please play it.
Will we get... This won't get taken off of iTunes because of this, right? It's on YouTube.
I mean, we're not making money, so they're not
gonna. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Suck my fucking dick, the world.
Suck my dick. I'm poor.
Hell yeah. I'm poor as hell. Eat my ass. So this is Jughead talking about how he's weird.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo. I don't fit in, and I don't want to fit in. Have you ever seen me without this stupid hat on? That's weird.
Honestly, Mike just held that clip up next to him, and he's dressed exactly like Jughead in that clip.
I am not dressed
like
Jughead.
And you could see him saying that exact line. Literally, I could see you saying the exact line in high school that Jughead said just now. And being 25 in high school.
Dan Licata is the only 27-year-old high school senior I know. So I can't take his bit of being a 25-year-old high school senior. But if people want to believe I'm 25, I would love that. I would love if people believe I'm 25. Because then it would be fine that I'm not successful yet.
Yeah.
As opposed to now.
How old are you?
29.
29?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a rough 29.
No. I'm actually 17 years old and I just look very bad. I look like shit for 17. For 29, I also don't look good. But 17, I look very bad.
17, you look like you died 5 minutes ago.
It's a hard 17.
Yeah.
I've had a hard life. Yeah. I lived mostly off of old glass bottles and pen caps.
Eating glass.
I've been eating glass and pen caps for most of my life.
Newspaper when you're real hungry.
Yeah. You know, if you wrap the glass in newspaper, it's a lot easier to swallow.
For sure.
Yeah. And no one ever tells you that.
God, I have to pee.
Well, good. This podcast will only be 2 hours longer, so it's great.
Good. Yeah.
But yes.
I should not have had a coffee and a giant glass of water when I never drink water.
I think it's great.
You know, when you never drink water and you take like one sip, you're like, I have to pee immediately. Your body's
I'm actually very hydrated all the time. That's kind of one of my big things.
Really?
No. Not even a little.
Okay.
But
I was like, maybe water doesn't work for your skin.
No. I would love to drink. I don't even let water touch my skin, let alone drink it so it hydrates it from the inside. I take a shower in a plastic bag.
Right. You don't want any of that water to touch you.
I cut out the armpits, the dick, and the ass. I wash those. Everything else stays dry.
You know what that reminded me of was when I broke both my arms and I had to shower with plastic bags on my arms for 3 months.
Why did you break both of your arms? Everything about your life is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
When disaster happens to me, it happens very big.
Yeah, I feel like you can like go for a while without something bad happening to you, but when then it happens, all adds up.
Oh yeah, it happens big.
It's brutal.
It's like one thing on top of another.
That's unreal.
Yeah, and the way that it happened was worse because it was like I was. First of all, rollerblading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I was trying to show my sister how to do it right.
Yeah.
Like going down a hill without any brakes on was the way to do it right.
Yeah.
And
Did you take the brakes off of the rollerblades?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what real rollerbladers do.
That's how my sister sprained both of her wrists.
Yeah. Yeah. I broke them. Broke them hard. And I was in the middle of nowhere, and some lady heard me screaming from her house.
Yeah.
Like a half a mile away.
You suck.
And my sister, like when I first hit, I don't know what happened. I hit a rock. I flipped through the air. Flipped. Full body flip.
Yeah.
Hit both wrists.
Yeah.
And then forgot I had broken my wrists and jumped in a pool with all my friends so that my wrists set like off center. See how my wrists are like, they're like not centered?
No.
They're like off, Look at them.
I guess like your wrist bone here.
Yeah, my wrist bone. My hand is like to the right of my actual arm.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I kind of see it.
It doesn't look right.
I think every arm is beautiful.
It's very cockeyed. Anyway, so yeah, that happened to me.
Yeah. So these are the kind of people that like Riverdale.
Yeah.
People who are dumb enough to go down a hill with no brakes.
Pretty much.
I mean, I did used to ride a single speed bicycle with no brakes, so there's literally zero ways to stop on a bicycle.
That's insane.
You have to shove your foot in the back tire to stop.
That is so stupid.
It was. I wore down like a tire size, like a tire shaped divot in the middle of my sneakers.
That's insane.
Yeah, I don't know why we did it. Me and all my friends did it. So it's like even more dangerous than a fixed gear bicycle.
I can't. There's no.
There's no way. So like on a fixed gear bicycle, it's like it will spin whatever way because it's one fixed thing. So if you're pedaling backwards, you can roll both backwards. And if you're pedaling forwards, you can go forward. So if you're pedaling forwards and want to stop, you can just lock your knees and you'll like skid out.
Right.
But on a single speed bicycle, it's not locked like that. So you can just like pedal backwards and nothing happens.
Really?
So there's no way to stop. And there were no handbrakes on it or anything.
Oh my God.
So the only way to stop was to shove my foot in the back tire.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was dumb.
You better hope you like had all your vitamins because your fucking ankle could snap.
Yeah. It was great. I mean, I was like 21. So it's just one of those things where you're like, I think it's funny to do this. Like most of my life has just been doing something because I'm like, I think this is funny to do.
I don't know why I imagined that a teenage year you would have bones so brittle that your ankle would snap. But maybe it's because you said you ate glass.
Yeah. Actually made my bones very strong.
Yeah, for sure.
But a glass force field around all of my bones. So it's like I had two bones basically.
Yeah, you're a real scientist.
Yeah, I love – this is the actual number one – Christian men's rights activist science TV podcast.
Christian men's rights activist science TV podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's the only, but also the number one.
Can I tell you something else about Riverdale?
Yeah, please. Please. I would love that.
So, you know the hot teacher and Archie?
Yeah. Who fuck?
You know how they make you think that it's going to be this really hot, sexy like pair?
Yeah.
It's really not. Like, the rest of it, there's no other sex scenes like that. It's all just, like...
Unreal.
Just, like, him and her talking about their feelings. And how they, like, love each other.
Do they fuck again?
No, not really. I mean, there's, like, them, like, fully clothed, mm-hmm. lying on a picnic blanket. And you're supposed to believe that they just fucked. And it's like, no. You already led us down the road of, like, this is hot.
Yeah.
And then you brought it back and you made it, like, a romance novel.
Why are all of these teen dramas, like, very okay with statutory rape?
Because
Pretty Little Liars, she, like, one of the characters has a full relationship with one of her teachers. And everyone is very okay with
it.
Oh,
I was thinking Big Little Lies, not Pretty Little Liars, when you said Pretty
What's
Little
Big
Liars.
Big Little Lies. Is that
Big
the HBO
Little Lies
one?
Is the HBO one.
Oh, yeah. No, Pretty Little Liars is the ABC Family one.
Okay. All right. What are these numbers?
Oh, he's just telling me how long we've been recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I literally I was very upset because I just thought it was going to be this really hot show.
Yeah.
And then it turned out that like,
is it mostly about feelings?
It's like love. Yeah. They really love each other. And basically you find out that like it leads you to believe that she has like a hidden identity and she's done horrible things and she might have murdered the kid, you know, in the lake or whatever.
Yeah.
But it turns out that she moved to Riverdale because, her husband abused her. And you're like, of course.
Yeah.
You know, like, your husband abused you, so you go out with this, like, high school kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just like, this is really upsetting to me. I wanted them to be a hot, sexy couple where, you know, you watch a sex scene of theirs and you're like, well, obviously they can't leave each other.
Look how good they fuck.
But all they ever do is talk about their feelings, so you forget about why this is important.
Yeah.
You know, the only reason why it's important, folks, is is that these two have great sex.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the only important part of a relationship.
It's the only important part of any statutory rape situation. How good is the dick?
And this is the rare reverse where it's older woman, young boy.
Right.
Or, you know.
Right. Rare reverse. I mean, it happens a lot.
But I feel like mostly it's older man, young girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually,
the teacher,
the
student.
The vast majority.
Yeah. I feel like the teacher student we hear about a lot is female teacher with like a teenage boy. But I feel like mostly because that's like a great news story.
Well, and also because if you're a teenager in high school and you're a woman, you're like not going to tell because you don't think you're going to be believed and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the weird thing is that with like, I feel like it's the news, it's like, you know, the way everything's framed. But with like the older man and a teenage girl, it always feels like really creepy.
Yeah.
And then with like the young boy and the female teacher, it's always like they're in love.
It's like that is hot.
And you're, yeah. I mean, yeah, we all.
But if you've ever
But I also
seen...
feel like it's weird. It's like imagine being you at your age, 22.
Right.
Because you're a 22-year-old comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah, I can remember being 23 and wanting to fuck like an 18-year-old and being like, I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
You know?
But just like, I think it's like that I feel like is not that bad.
But I remember like, feeling like yeah, it, you know yeah. what I mean? And if I'm feeling like that at 23, you're just like...
Yeah, imagine like talking to a 15-year-old and being like, I have so much in common with them.
Right.
So much that I want to keep like a relationship, not just like I want to have... Even, first of all, being an
we
adult...
We feel the exact same way about pep rallies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
they're
what do you,
dumb.
What do you actually have
yeah.
in common?
Yeah, being an adult person and wanting to have sex with a 15-year-old is already very sick.
Yeah.
And then thinking that, like, being like, I want to have a relationship with this person is like, what is your... There
what
has to be
deal?
Something really wrong with you.
Right. And yeah. And that's my problem is that Riverdale doesn't go into any of that. It doesn't,
yeah.
like, it doesn't go into, like, why she's... She just also disappears. Like, she... They find out about it, and she's like, I'll quit my job. And they're like, okay. And she's like, and I'll leave town. And they're like, okay. And then Archie just like never thinks about her again. He just like goes on to have a relationship with Veronica.
Oh, okay. I needed to know that there was a, cause everything Betty and Veronica was always like, they were fighting over Archie.
Yeah, they never do because Betty ends up going out with Jughead.
Jesus Christ.
Which actually I always thought was, when I was reading the comics at camp, I was like, Betty and Jughead should go out.
Just go with Jughead.
Yeah.
Jughead, you know. He's the doofy guy.
He's fun.
Yeah, he's fun.
He's weird.
He's weird. He's a weirdo. Have you ever seen him without his weird hat on?
Oh, my God. Can we play another clip? I love Riverdale clips.
Let's see if I can find another one. Because that one is, like, the wild. Like, I saw that, like...
Did you just watch YouTube clips of Riverdale?
No, I watched, like... I remember that clip being passed around on Facebook. People
yeah.
being like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't believe.
Yeah. This Let's is see. Dumb.
Hmm. I can't find any good clips right now.
You
I don't
know what's
know
so funny, though,
show.
Is that they are actually... I'm going to find something.
Okay.
They're actually, like... I could see why that would, like, go in your Facebook algorithm, because it's, like, who you are, and it's making fun of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's not who I am, but...
I mean, kind of is.
He's, like, writing a novel in a diner at 15 years old, and I'm like, listen...
You're like, I've never written a novel.
I've written a novel in my life.
But he's kind of writing a blog, really.
He's really writing a blog.
Yeah.
He's really writing a long. He's writing like a big New York Times expose.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him for following his dreams.
Also a journalist.
Yeah, as a journalist.
A fellow journalist.
As an online journalist myself, I can just say that I really... admire you, Jughead. You're following your dreams, and I think it's important to follow your dreams and carry them out. I'm looking for a clip, which is why I'm just like, bleh.
Nothing. I think nothing will go over better on this audio podcast than a YouTube clip.
I think so too. I'm gonna play. Oh, here's the season one extended trailer. Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
Can I actually do this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me just see the screen at least.
Okay. Hold on.
This is unreal. There's some kissing. Who was doing the kissing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that whole storyline. Where there's, like, a sassy gay best friend.
Oh, yeah.
This one has the touch of evil. Archie, our kid is dead. I saw you guys. How you feel about me? Is it real?
My hand is shaking.
Because you're so excited or because the phone is too heavy?
because I'm on the edge of my seat.
I didn't.
It's very dark.
It's like too. It's such a crazy departure
from the comics.
From the comics,
yeah.
Of Archie being like, isn't life crazy?
Yeah, but when I was reading those comics at camp, it was like just as important to me. Like it was like it felt like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I was at Christian camp.
Of course,
I was getting. I don't know why, but they graded people at Christian camp, and I always got an unsatisfactory. Which what? Is the worst grade you could possibly get.
In the eyes of the Lord.
In the eyes of the Lord and in your camp counselors. Yeah. And whenever somebody got a U, everyone at camp found out about it.
Yeah.
And it happened to me every fucking year.
That stuff shouldn't be public. Like, I went to Boy Scout camp, and they would show, like, you had a little tag
yeah.
to show how strong of a swimmer you are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that feels rude to people who aren't very strong swimmers.
Exactly. You mean to the black kids?
No, I didn't. Listen, first of all... You know there's no black kids allowed in the Boy Scouts. no, but it's like, is it weird that like, so like all the fat kids had like the, because there was it was a circle.
Yeah.
It was a white circle with like it was like a white border, and then you could fill in two halves of the circle.
Right.
So it was like if it was filled in blue and red, you were a very strong swimmer and you could, or like a strong enough swimmer, and you could yeah. swim however. And if it was just the red, you were like a intermediate swimmer.
Right.
And if it wasn't filled in at all, you could like go in up to your knees.
See, at my camp, it was like if you got they divided it into like 3 weeks. OK, so every week you would get a grade. And if you got a U, then you didn't get like a letter for whatever tribe you were in.
Yeah.
So I went back there like year after year and didn't have a fucking letter. And they're like, you've been here for 4 years. How have you not gotten a letter? And I'm like, every fucking year I get a U for like either sneaking out of my bunk or like doing whatever. You know,
so maybe you broke the rules.
Well, I break the rules. That's no. what I do.
Boo!
Listen.
Boo!
One time.
Oh, wait. Were you doing like a Jughead thing?
I'm weird.
Yeah. Okay. Then listen, I take back my boo.
I'm weird. Okay.
I sneak out of my bunk.
Do you see me wearing a tribe letter? No. I don't have a tribe letter. I'm weird.
I'm a weirdo.
We're not the same, you and I.
Like, it was like everything was so heavy-handed the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like...
But it's great because you don't even have to watch the show to know what's going on because you can hear the dialogue and you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah. So there was the sassy gay best friend whose name I don't even remember.
Yeah.
And they even like made on the show, they made fun of having a sassy gay best friend.
Yeah.
Like the trope of it. And then he hooks up with a football player named Moose.
Right.
Whose penis was described more of horse-like.
Yep.
Which I think is probably smaller than a moose.
You know what? You're probably right.
Yeah. So that guy needs to learn more about animal dicks.
Do your fucking research.
Moose are so big.
Yeah. Who in that writer's room was doing the research?
Yeah.
They should have raised a hand and been like, guys, I'm looking at two dicks right now, and I'll tell you right now, the moose is bigger.
Yeah. Listen, let's get a chart.
Let's get a chart, at least.
Pop on an overhead projector.
If we're going to make animal dick jokes.
We got it. At least
let's
be right.
Informed.
But, the end of the episode, basically. So the whole episode, I feel like I have to at least talk about this a little bit.
Right.
Even though we've been talking for 9 hours already. So basically, these two twins, Cheryl and Joe, or whatever their names are.
Cheryl and Jason Blossom.
So they're going out, and they are like going out on a 6 a.m. river rafting trip on the 4th of July. And also, as soon as they get out of the car, they show them holding hands.
Right.
Which is weird because they're brother and sister.
Well, that's a little foreshadowing.
Oh, fuck. Are they fucking each other?
You'll find out.
I'm not going to find out. I'm not going to watch this show.
You'll find out.
Will you tell me? Is that how I can find out?
No, you can watch it.
No, I'm not going to fucking watch it.
Come on.
So these brothers and sisters are fucking each other. And then Jason dies. Seemingly not mysteriously.
Mm-hmm.
Because his sister's there. Why would she ever hurt him?
Right.
But you learn more, blah, blah, blah. And they find him. So the closeted gay football player and the sassy gay best friend are going down to hook up by the river.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what do you, the best friend is like, what do you want to do? And the football player just goes, everything but kissing.
Right.
Which is wild. And the guy goes, I love closeted gay guys. And I'm like, what is this?
Right.
This is like, like it's like this character is wearing like gay face basically. Yeah. It's like the most patronizing gay character I've seen.
It really is. It's very it's offensive.
Yeah, to me as a gay,
everything about the show is offensive and done badly.
Yeah. As a gay Christian men's rights activist scientist. I'm just
television keep, podcast
television
host.
Podcast host. That's very offensive to me. But so they're going down to Skinny Dip in the river, and then this kid's dead body washes up ashore, and he has a bullet wound in the forehead.
Right.
And you know Archie and the teacher, when they were fucking down by the beach at 6 in the morning on the 4th of July, they heard a gunshot. But she is trying to convince herself
that it was fireworks.
Because which, oh my God.
What?
Okay, so in 2009 or 10, I was living in Albany, New York. And this I think this was 2009. And I was in my house with a lady caller, a woman of the night. that makes it sound like it was a prostitute. It was just a woman I was hooking up with. And there was it was the 5th of July.
Right.
And there was a big loud bang in front of my house. And I was like, someone's still setting off fireworks. This is whatever. And then she was like, I have to go home. So I like walked her out of my house, and then she walked back to her house. And then the next day I wake up and literally the entire front of my house is covered in police tape because a guy shot another guy with a rifle.
What?
In front of my house.
What?
It was a rifle.
Oh my God.
It was I couldn't believe it. And I was just like, I probably should have walked that woman home.
Yes.
But I didn't know. I thought it was fireworks. Shit. It was the 5th of July. And I was like, if someone just set off like a mortar.
Yeah, I mean, a shotgun, you can't really tell the difference. Like, usually you can tell the difference between fireworks and guns just because of the rhythm.
Yeah, but this was just one shot.
Yeah.
Like, boom. And I was just like, that's weird. All right, well, I'm going to still badly have sex with this woman.
You had sex on a murder scene.
Above a murder scene. We were on the second floor.
Okay, it was that applies to being on the scene. If you're technically an audio witness.
Yeah, I didn't know. And then I just saw like all the police tape and I had to like Google like what happened. I just Googled my address and like police.
Oh my God.
And I found out what happened.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was pretty insane.
You didn't call the cops and you weren't like,
I really thought it was fireworks. It was the 5th of July. And
I know, like, but you're like, I could actually be a witness to this.
I mean, I just was like, someone, like, they knew who, like, they already knew who it was.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing was already done. It was like, this guy shot this other guy on the street with a rifle.
Oh,
so they were just
God.
Yeah, they knew it immediately.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it's pretty fun.
So it's plausible is what you're saying.
So it's not impossible as long as this adult woman who had a teaching degree was also a dumb 20-year-old.
Right. Which she kind of was.
Yeah. So it's not implausible that she thought it was fireworks.
Right. And later, Archie has like a crisis of confidence and tells everybody that they were together. And, you know, she loses her job.
Yeah.
Because so she Archie's fucked a teenager.
Archie's a fucking snitch.
Well, and she was fucking a teenager.
Yeah, that's true. So he self-snitched and got this woman fired.
He's like, it's the right thing to do.
And apparently it wasn't.
It wasn't.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's brutal.
Not for her, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, she lost her whole... See, this is the second time this woman's lost everything.
Yeah. And, by the way, Cheryl Blossom.
Yeah.
The reason why she was going down to the river with her bro.
Yeah.
Was because he was trying to escape the town because he got Betty's sister pregnant.
Oh, okay.
And that's why Betty's sister, like, is, like, in a fucking institution or whatever.
Because she was pregnant?
The Blossoms and Betty's family hate each other.
Yeah.
And I guess her family, like, sent her away.
Yeah, it says, like, her mom disowned her, basically.
Yeah. Because she started a relationship with Jason Blossom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very intense.
Real. That's the Blossoms and the whoever Betty's last name is.
I forget.
Those are the real new Hatfields and McCoys.
Oh, yeah. Romeo and Juliet.
Oh. I mean, who wouldn't want some of that weird twin who holds his sister's hand?
He's so weird looking, too.
I mean, he also was a dead body.
Yeah. But he looks like a dead body even when he's not.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, there's a lot of flashback scenes with him?
Yeah.
Mm.
Sorry. I'm gonna pee my pants.
Okay, this was great. I mean, do you have anything else you want to add about Riverdale before we end and you piss yourself?
I just want to say that even if you don't like Riverdale, you should still watch it, Michael. Because
no, what? No,
listen,
First of all, do not call me Michael.
I'm saying Michael because I'm very serious. Because it is a valuable thing to be able to make fun of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The CW as a network is probably struggling. I'm assuming struggling.
I feel like Riverdale is very popular.
It is, but only on Netflix.
Okay.
And I just think I think they're probably not getting as much money as they could be, you know?
I mean, the cast is so many. There's
and
so many people.
Also, the cast deserves some praise. I feel like, yes. Okay? Yes. Because what they're working with is trash. And they're doing their very best. And I support all of them. I mean, they're very hot.
Yeah.
And I think they have bright futures ahead of them. And also, it's the kid from Big Daddy.
Also, because he's a twin. So either him or his brother live in Williamsburg. And you can find him on the platform of the Bedford Stop.
Fuck yeah.
Because I've seen them.
One of them. Really?
Yeah.
Is the other one fat still?
No, they're both hot. They're both equally hot. They got chubby as like
teens,
but you know that happens. And then sometimes
grew into it.
And then sometimes you don't. Sometimes you don't.
Them as teens look like you now.
Okay, well that's just rude. listen, the roast has been over for almost a year.
I'll never get over it.
But yeah, you can find that kid if you want to. I don't know. Try to fuck him on a train station platform or whatever.
Fantastic.
Because you're a piece of shit. But you only want to fuck him because you still think he's 15 years old.
Okay, I'm going to pee my pants.
Okay, thank you. Rosebud, do plugs real quick.
Okay.
Quick.
Caroline's.
Caroline's, December
12th. December 12th, 7:30 p.m. Promo code Rosebud. And follow me on Instagram at Rosebud Baker and Twitter at Rosebud Baker. And yes.
And that's it. You can catch me on Rosebud's Instagram story every once in a while.
Yeah, you can.
It's pretty fun. And that's it. Yeah, follow her. Go to the show. I'll probably be there protesting outside for so many different reasons. I actually am running a new No Women in Comedy Festival. It's my new festival
where it's
just men. And it's bad and it's already failing. So it's really not a great idea. But yeah, you can follow me at Micah Brucey on everything. Go to brainmachinenetwork.com for all info about my show and all the other shows on the network. Leif, he's a piece of shit. Don't trust him. He'll steal your money. But no, that's it. Yeah, follow me. You can email the show tvcasualtypod@gmail.com. I mean, I haven't checked it in months, so don't do that. But okay, cool. That's it. We'll see you next week. All right, bye. Mwah.